Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
More especially because today, somebody needs to answer in Parliament, right? I remember back in 1994, because that's when I think MTN was introduced into the country. That's when I remember it. And obviously, as I grew older, I then realized that when the South African government, the democratic government, took over, they basically inherited a country that was bankrupt, essentially, because the apartheid government took all the money, they siphoned the coffers, and they left the guys to do for themselves. And I suppose, because they were savvy and they understood what had been happening around the world, they knew that this telecoms was going to be the new technology, and the government definitely wanted a piece of it. So what they did was they introduced legislation, which they later ratified, that if you're a telecoms company, 30% of your ownership must be to previously disadvantaged communities or entities. The ANC actually had a stake in Vodacom. I think that stake was eventually sold in 2016, 2017. I stand to be corrected. But I remember that it was literally worth billions. Because as you can imagine, Vodacom became a huge thing, right? And it was Vodafone, obviously in Europe, and came over here, became Vodacom. MTN, exactly the same thing, right? MTN, there is an investment arm that at some point even owned a part of Kaya. And that investment arm was also linked to the ANC. And all of those people that you see currently in government, and sometimes people that are in government in the past, were either involved in MTN formation or they're involved at board level, etc. and so on. So I bring all of that up to then obviously highlight why this matter regarding Starlink is a legacy matter. Because this legislation has always been there. It's not just about Starlink. However, last week, after the meeting with Donald Trump, it was communicated, and we're not sure exactly what the relaxation of the laws will be, right? But it was communicated that the public should comment on a possible amendment in the legislation, which would then loosen the BEE laws and requirements for telecoms company. Specifically, satellites, which would include Starlink. And today, we are going to find out exactly what that means, because very promptly, there was a parliamentary summons. Minister Malatsi is going to be appearing in Parliament to answer and give us clarity about what exactly that is and what that means. The DA is very happy. They've sent out a statement. There obviously is a digital divide in this country. We've spoken about it as well, in that some people just don't have access to interconnectivity. And that's where all the information is these days. We're living in the information age. And so if you don't have access to the internet, you do get left behind. And already, majority of our people are left behind just because of, you know, the previous structural issues that we've suffered as a country. So I guess the balance is, well, how do you do what's best for the citizens of the country without also bending over to the will of the international and multinationals that come to the country? I'll start with you, Mpo.
I think that's where the nub of the issue is. Because then the big question becomes, did we go all the way to the Oval Office just to go pander to what it is that they had initially wanted in the first place? Or did we go there and, in the words of the president, literally go put our foot down and say, we are South Africa, this is who we are, this is how things are run, and angeke sikhontrolwe yini, right? But as you rightfully put it, I mean, I feel like COVID-19 was the point where we actually realized the divide, the digital divide, because remember, schools were locked down, kids had to learn online, and a lot of rural-based kids could not get into that because of this digital divide. But even with that said, I really feel like it would be an absolute it would be wrong of us to bend over for one company, because this then becomes the entry to others. Because if you're going to bend over for this one company, then that means every other company can come in. And also, at what point do you then bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots? Isn't that the whole point of BEE?
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. They're saying, well, legislatively, if this does happen, then everybody's going to litigate. All the companies previously that were forced into this kind of an arrangement. It doesn't necessarily have to be an ownership arrangement as all, by the way. It can just be BE supply chain. Basically, if you look at a BE scorecard, it's not just about who owns you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the people that you get your supplies from. It's about the number of people that you employ, etc. and so on.
Yeah.
So Elon could end up owning Starlink outright, but then, let's say, for example, he has to use local service providers. You see, those are things that you can use to get around the 30% BEE scorecard thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, Impo, we don't know what the US wanted, to be quite honest.
Mm.
We assume that Starlink was one of the things. We also read reports yesterday that the US is now going to be selling us gas. So I don't know if these are things that they wanted per se. But I will tell you this. The president the following day came out and he said that Starlink was not discussed in any of the meetings prior to meeting Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That would evidently seem to be a lie now. And I've always got a problem with people that come out and they lie. I'll give you another example. There was a DJ, was it last year or early this year? Early this year, who announced that he was going to be leaving his show. And he said this on social media. And he even went on to say, I'm taking over another show. Then did a U-turn. And people, nobody asked him, hey, what about that other show you said you were going to take over?
Eish.
You were obviously lying.
But that was a miscommunication.
No, it was a lie.
But on the president,
I hate lies. Okay, seriously. So Fundo's asking on the president, are we sure? Well, Fundo, if the president didn't discuss Starlink, why is his minister suddenly making arrangements for Starlink to come to South Africa?
Because
is it via osmosis?
No, because probably it was discussed prior to that. Not necessarily with him, where he allowed his ministers to have a discussion around Starlink. So then factually, it means when they sat down, Starlink didn't need to be brought up because maybe it was already spoken about.
But Starlink... Starlink,
it's semantics respect.
When they went to the US, Starlink had already withdrawn their application...
In January.
...to come to South Africa.
Yes, but a conversation...
So now who reignited these conversations?
No, I'm saying given what was happening on social media, probably the conversation with his ministers that he took there, among them being Park Style, that probably the conversation was had, and it was probably among their trump cards, that they had prepared maybe something around that so that when he meets with the president, his counterpart, there was no need to discuss this because it was something that was going to be discussed at a ministerial level. So perhaps it's just semantics where he says it wasn't discussed, which would be truthful that between the two of them, but not to necessarily say that it wasn't discussed between the two governments.
I didn't think you discussed it with the two of them. I didn't see a sitting president going there to meet up with the layman before meeting up with the president of the U.S.
No, but I'm saying with the president of the U.S., maybe they really didn't discuss it. And so when asked about it, he would say, yeah, we didn't. But then we'll find out that maybe ministers discussed it.
But also, it's a very, very interesting coincidence that Starlink was brought up also in the Oval Office. And it wasn't discussed at all.
And Elon was in the room.
No, but just
And it was brought up by a big voice who pretty much runs the country, Johann Rupert. So it's very impossible that delegation did not discuss Starlink after that, especially when Johann Rupert said, we need Starlink in every police station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's look at what the facts are, right? In order for you to have Starlink, you need a receiver, right? Because Starlink, obviously, they've got satellites in the sky.
Mm.
They beam down signals. Your receiver connects to one of the satellites, whichever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is more than geosynchronous. This is, I think they've got, I can't remember, 44,000 satellites up in the sky? Yeah, I think so. Something like that. So you need to buy that receiver of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
That receiver will cost you like 10,000 rand because it comes in dollars, right? Once you've got that, they need to pay for a subscription monthly.
Then it's for the rich most.
That'll also cost you another 1,000 rand a month.
Then sends
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So this thing that you say is a solution for the poor, I'm waiting. Show me the solution.
Today we'll find out. And it's so nice, honestly. Sorry, Solomzi. Because with these draft regulations, you asked a very important question. That here we've got a situation or a debate around whether transformation imperatives should somehow stifle growth in the sense of discouraging foreign direct investment. And that's what he'll need to explain today, because we've been hearing a bit when reading those regulations. It's about some sort of equity equivalent program that will allow these multinationals to almost meet the BEE requirements without actually having to relinquish 30%. So he must tell us what will be the equity equivalent programs that these people will have to run that empowers most of communities. So it's going to be quite interesting.
If this is really about communities, why is it that the only people in the conversation is Starlink? So the minister in the presidency, Kumbuzo Ntshavheni, I saw an article in the IOL. She's saying that China has better technology than the capability of Starlink. Yeah. And I don't think China would mind complying with the BEE. And if they do have better technology, why aren't they part of the conversation? It would seem like we are catering and designing everything for Starlink, and we're not even talking about other options.
Well, also... Mm-hmm. With all due respect, the minister doesn't know what she's talking about there, right? Mm. There's a difference between guided transmission and unguided transmission. There is no other company that has unguided transmission capabilities as Starlink.
Oh, okay.
They simply don't have enough satellites up in the sky, right? If you're talking guided, ISDN, well, that's fine. We can do that. Fiber optic, yeah, that's fine. We can
she's lying now.
So, no,
she doesn't. It's not that she's lying. She just doesn't understand what she's talking about.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Cool.
And also, to be fair... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said this was about Starlink. Exactly. Everybody just speculating this is about Starlink.
Yeah.
Mm. Nobody said it was about Starlink.
Mm. And we have to tell
the government truth. Never said anything about Starlink.
And World Bank brought it up in March, guys. The Bretton Woods Institution spoke about that we need to relax our regulations. They're far too cumbersome. And we also need to somehow relook triple BEE. So they've said this to us in March already. We've reported on it. So meaning it was a conversation that was already being had.
Let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, isizwe. Senyabona ukuthi ATM ama data wakhona that's why yahlala sithunga thunga kanti khona iANC ngaphakathi. Hayi Shem. Thank you for the knowledge obizongipha yona mfethu. Yo. Hayi Shem.
That is funny.
Hayi yabona ke manje sizwa kancane kancane iqiniso liyavela ke sebayabonisa ukuthi bebayeleni yangalo. Should be you negotiator indaba ye Starlink. And that Starlink my fear ngapha what's going to happen to jobs at ICASA? Mnet, DSTV, what's going to happen? Because obviously, by competition, they're going to be out of jobs.
Well, no. So, ICASA still regulates all telecoms companies. So, that's not going to change. DSTV, I don't think DSTV provides internet connection, do they?
No.
Yeah, so don't be competition there either.
No, guys, who's going to benefit from this thing? Okay, when they say benefit disadvantaged communities, which community is going to be able to afford these prices, Starlink? Please tell me, please. Because right now, we're paying minimal amounts for Wi-Fi, okay, unlimited or uncapped, whatever they call it. And that's fine. But already there's a huge disparity with who can afford, who can't. Starlink de facto iyabiza. So which benefit are we looking at? Which one? Where has all of this stuff ever benefited the marginalized and poor communities? When?
Mina, personally, I've got no problem if Starlink is coming to participate in the private sector, right? I've got no problem there. Because business as usual, we'll just select the provider that is cheapest, and then they'll see themselves, okay, if they can drop their prices or not. But if they're coming to do business with government, now there's an issue. You see? Because now that's state capture. Mm-hmm. That's our money that they're going to get from government.
What Solly did, he was just waiting for a go-ahead. This particular decision comes from cabinet. Everything, every minister can't do anything without cabinet approval. So he was just waiting for a go-ahead. And there are a lot of ISPs who have invested billions of rands into this ICT sector. What about them? Their investment is worth nothing now. I don't want this to pass for me in the first place. So it's basically it.
Well, let's see.
Let's be honest. BEE was introduced to try and uplift us as abantu amnyama, but it has not done that. Kahle kahle nje abantu ba few aba benefit kule BEE, your Saudis and the likes. So for me, BEE, even if it can be scrapped, it doesn't help. Kuyafana nje.
Indaba le Starlink iyinkinga, especially because it's coming from America, because I remember nase Ukraine they threatened them, they will shut down the internet. Like I can't remember what Zelensky engafuna ukuthi to comply with. So I think it's not a good idea for us to get there, because now we will lose our because now we don't comply with whatever they want, it's easy for them to just shut down the internet, yeah, well, and then there's a lot of things that we can't do. So I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, sovereignty is the word you're looking for. Also, so this is if there's no other internet service provider in the country, right? We already have plenty other internet service providers in the country. So Elon can just shut down his own and that wouldn't really affect us much. What I will tell you though, and this is very, very important, is in terms of privacy, internet service providers have access to all the data that you use to communicate, uplink and download. Now there, there's definitely an issue that we need to address.
And we've noticed how Elon doesn't mind crossing the line. Just now, he manipulated Grok to talk about a non-existent genocide on Twitter. So what else can he do?
He's an unethical business person.
Pure.
And ethics are very, very important in the ICT sector. One thing I'll say, whenever you propose any kind of legislative amendment and the DA praises you, you must know that you have gone very rogue. You've done something very, very wrong.
Hi, important. Be politically correct. This thing was discussed. It was discussed. Pretty much Rupert begged in front of the entire world. He was on his knees asking Donald Trump, we need Starlink. So it can't be Wooting out of his head. He just thought about it. Then jiggy, now Sukumele manje si ease my policies aid. No, this thing was discussed. Then it's going to have a huge cash influence effect kwa manje ama telecoms. Abo Vodacom na abo MTN will rescind kuma lontuza wapo.
I'm just curious to know what the impact could be, the long-term impact of the relaxation of the triple BEE for Starlink in terms of other companies. What then happens? If another company looks at things and like, Ilona, if you guys could do this for Starlink, surely you could do it for us. I really think it's a bit absurd that this would be done for one company, and therefore we do not assume that other companies would be like, you know, and what that would ultimately mean down the road for us as South Africans.
Again, I have to reiterate, this is not getting done for Starlink. Nobody said anything about this being done for Starlink. We're just saying it's an opportune time because Starlink was trying to get into South Africa. That's what we're saying.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.